This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always good when we can have an opportunity to talk to Media Matters. They watch Fox and the right-wing media, so we don't have to. And they give their best analysis of what's going on. I always encourage people to check out our friends at MediaMatters.org. We've been in working in conjunction for years. And what better time than the present to check back in now that we know that Donald Trump has been indicted. Senior fellow from Media Matters joins us once again. Matt Gaetz. Matt, how are you, buddy?
Doing all right. How are you?
Fine. I know it's been a whirlwind for you guys over there with this news, right?
That is for sure. I'm in the middle of dinner with my family when the news breaks, and I basically need to rush to the computer and the television and see what is going on for the rest of the night. It was pretty intense.
Well, you've been writing about this. First of all, you wrote about the lead up to this. And what Fox was doing or not doing then, right?
Sure. I mean, because Donald Trump gave everyone a sort of a heads up that his indictment was pending. He said it was going to be last Tuesday he'd be arrested. That didn't really work out that way, but that gave everyone on the right a head start to sort of stake out what their positions were going to be and how they were going to respond to the prospect of a former president being indicted on criminal charges for the first time ever. And so they had a lot of time to decide what they were going to do. This could have been yet another opportunity where they could have considered an off-ramp that perhaps wrapping the Republican Party around someone who is sort of notoriously slack about following laws might not be a great idea. But instead, they tighten the bonds, so to speak, with the former president, beginning after he announced that he was going to be indicted.
We also know now, don't we, what's been coming out of their court case, that sometimes they do things that even they admit don't make sense because they're trying to play to their audience. Do we have any sense of the audience's reaction, their own audience's reaction to hearing that revelation that they're just putting out disinformation to play to the audience?
Sure. So you're referring to the Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit.
Right.
They have sued Fox News for $1.6 billion for defamation over a variety of claims made on the network following the 2020 election about the company and its purported role in stealing the 2020 election. What we discovered based on the voluminous internal emails, text messages, and depositions that Dominion acquired from Fox News is that they basically knew all along that this was all nonsense. They knew that the election had not been rigged, that there was not significant election fraud that could have flipped the outcome. Rupert Murdoch knew that. Suzanne Scott, the CEO of Fox News, knew that. Sean Hannity knew that. You know, sort of down the line, they were aware that this was nonsense, but they pushed it anyway. Why? Because shortly after Election Day, when Fox called the state of Arizona for Joe Biden, suggesting that Donald Trump would lose his reelection bid, the audience went nuts. The audience flipped out, and Fox's executives were fully aware that the network itself was in jeopardy, that the dominating position that they had in the right-wing media, in which they, you know, they were the most popular cable news network for years and years, could go away in an instant because their viewers supported Donald Trump more than they supported the network. And so what Fox did was they responded to that data by doubling down on voter fraud claims, by pushing lies and conspiracy theories about the election, including the lies about Dominion. And that led to the January 6th insurrection, violent Trumpists who believed the election had been rigged, stormed the U.S. Capitol. So this tells us quite a lot about how Fox reacts whenever there is bad news for Donald Trump. They learned from that experience that it was in their interest to be on Donald Trump's side no matter what. And so we saw after January 6th, a big push from Fox to create conspiracy theories about that attack that removed the accountability from Donald Trump. We saw that again when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago and found hundreds of classified documents. People on Fox were saying that this was a travesty, that this was evidence of a banana republic, that if Donald Trump could have his home stormed by the FBI, then you at home could as well, which is true. We're all equal under the law. If there are allegations that you have broken the law, then you can be arrested and you have to deal with the U.S. Justice system. But they turned it into, of course, a sort of conspiracy in which it's all a politically motivated persecution of the former president. And they've done that again with this latest indictment from District Attorney Alvin Bragg in New York City. They're going to the barricades, so to speak. They are claiming that this is an attack not only on Trump, but on his voters, on the American system as a whole. And they aren't leaving themselves much space to walk this back if we find out that the charges in this indictment that is currently sealed are quite serious.
Yeah, because we still don't know what the charges are. And so for people to double down, or to use your terminology, go to the barricades on this, we know that it's potentially over 30 counts, right?
That's what I've seen reported, that it could be as many as 34 counts. Though again, we will not know until Donald Trump is arraigned, which will come next Tuesday. He will be fingerprinted and taken into custody, and so on and so forth. And then I think will be when the charges will be released. So we don't know. The reporting is that the investigation was related to the hush money payments that were made to Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 election, in which she was paid $130,000 to not say that she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. But the full scope of that investigation, we don't know yet.
So in Matt's latest piece, Fox News returns to the barricades for an indicted Donald Trump. He kind of chronicles what some of the Fox personalities have been saying on the air. Jonathan Turley called it a raw political prosecution on Special Report. Molly Hemingway compared it to the Stalin era. Jesse Waters suggested, quote, prosecuting Democrats the way they prosecute Republicans. Tucker Carlson saying that he said there's no coming back from this moment, describing the indictment as, quote, a political purge that has suspended the rule of law for his supporters and as, quote, an assault on our system and running, quote, third world banana republic. Those were the chyrons that were running across the bottom of the screen.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
One thing that stood out, some of you may have seen, I'm going to see if I can share this, I will. There were audible gasps when it was first announced. There were audible gasps when this first broke, and I'm gonna share that with everyone if I can. I think we have it. You can hear it.
We have just gotten word former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a grand jury in New York. Trump was under investigation by the DA's office for his alleged hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign.
I'm sure you all heard the gasp there as they came across. That is, this is really something else. But I guess the question I was trying to get to, though, does the audience, have they given any indication or provided any sense that they're aware that these hosts and this network is playing, is fooling them, is pushing something out there? I mean, you would think some people start thinking, wait a minute, I wonder if this is real, because they've admitted that they just say stuff to us to be saying it.
Yeah, I haven't seen too much indication of that. There was some polling conducted on this that I think found about 20% of Fox supporters saying that they were less likely to trust the network after those revelations. I think what that does, though, is it puts tremendous pressure on Fox to be particularly pro-Trump when he has been indicted. At his moment of peril, they need to show that they're as supportive of him as possible in order to keep the pro-Trump viewers from switching over to an alternative channel that might provide more of the red meat that they're looking for. So they're dialing up the incendiary rhetoric as high as they possibly can They're leaving themselves with no daylight between themselves and Trump. And in doing so, they're really making it impossible for Republican politicians who might want to create some separation between the party and Trump to do so, because they know that if they do that, they will come under fire from the network as well. And you can ask Liz Cheney how that works out for you. The Republican Party is very much a cult of personality, one that is sort of guarded and maintained by this propaganda outlet. And Republicans who try to stray from the dogma find themselves in quite a bit of trouble very quickly.
Jesse Waters even asked if Democrats indicted a former president over sex. He actually asked that question as if there's been no precedent for that in the Clinton years. But this is different. This is about hush money. In fact, I think there was one headline that was very apt, which said this was about business fraud, which kind of took away the salaciousness of some people trying to make this just literally about Stormy Daniels and affair and all of that. This is ultimately a form of business fraud, isn't it?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, we haven't seen the indictment yet, so we don't know precisely what charges are involved here. I think it is fair to say that the charges will involve some sort of business dealings and not specifically, obviously, him being indicted for the sex itself, as Jesse Waters apparently thinks is hilarious.
So at first, though, as you mentioned, there was a period of time when they were kind of not having Trump on as much and not promoting him as much in sort of the run-up to this, right?
That's right. So there was a six-month period beginning last year in which Donald Trump was not on Fox News at all. And this is obviously quite unusual. It led his own members of his team to complain that he had been subject to a sort of soft ban from Fox News, that the network was turning away from him and perhaps getting behind Ron DeSantis, who was getting a lot of extremely favorable coverage on the network as well. I think when you look at those Dominion documents, there is a series of statements from Rupert Murdoch in which he says that after the 2020 election, that he thinks that Fox should try to make Donald Trump a non-person, that they should stop giving him attention, and that if they do that, he'll just go away. And you can sort of see that strategy being tried out through this quote-unquote soft ban on Trump appearances. That ban came to an end on Monday when Sean Hannity hosted Donald Trump for the 39th time since 2017. It's twice as many times as anyone else has had him on. But Sean Hannity is, you know, incredibly loyal, sort of a part-time advisor to Trump, which he is somehow able to do while simultaneously having a show on Fox News, because I presume it's because they don't care about media ethics at all. So they had he had Trump on. It was the fairly typical Trump interview with Hannity, in which Hannity basically praises him a lot and spouts his talking points and tries to guide him away from making any statements that would make him look bad. And Donald Trump sort of monologuing endlessly. And then after that, something strange happened. The response to that interview from others at Fox was either to ignore it or to criticize Trump, to say that he seemed too whiny, that he had been too critical of Ron DeSantis. Again, you can see this as them trying to sort of move away from Donald Trump. But once the indictment hit, that was over. They instantly moved back into his camp and provided him as much defense as they possibly could.
You mentioned something else a moment ago about risking losing their audience to someone else. So some of these networks, I think OAN, Mm-hmm. And those, they were on, I think one of them was on DirecTV or AT&T TV got moved out. Are these other networks still, One American, are they still peeling some viewers from Fox's audience? Are they still able to do that, Matt?
I think they're somewhat less of a threat to Fox now than they were at the time. OAN has lost some cable carriage contracts. Newsmax is the other main cable news network, which had a contract with DirecTV fall through for a couple of months and then was able to muster support from Republicans in Congress who basically tried to dragoon DirecTV into putting them back on. Eventually, they did last week strike some sort of new deal. It's unclear whether Newsmax got the money from DirecTV that they had wanted, which had caused the holdup in the first place. But that is the risk for Fox News, that they will lose some of their market share either to other cable news players or to podcasters and talk radio hosts and the various other sort of tentacles of the right-wing press. They're not worried about losing their viewers to CNN or MSNBC or to you, obviously.
No, they don't worry about that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Matt Gaetz, senior fellow at Media Matters. Obviously, this is going to continue to develop and it's going to pick up more. But let me ask you this too, though. What has Fox's posture been on Trump calling for people to get out in the streets? In any way, shape, or form, have they been promoting that, or have they been kind of been silent on that?
Interesting. There are sort of two strands of debate that we saw yesterday on this. First, you had people like Jesse Waters saying that the public won't stand for this, suggesting that there should be some sort of protest, that there should be an effort by the public to fight back. But you also add a lot of comments that basically suggest, in which they were basically suggesting, look, we know you're really mad, but what the left wants is for there to be Trump, pro-Trump violence. And so it's very important for people to not give the left what they want in that way. But certainly, I mean, what Fox is doing is fanning the anger that we see on the right. I think that could lead to some pretty dangerous situations. I'll certainly be watching on Tuesday when Trump is taken into custody in New York City to see if there's some sort of protest at the time.
Do you think that in the long run, because I think Trump is betting on this, he'll be perceived as a martyr by some of his followers, and obviously with the help of Fox News, do you think that that's kind of the direction this may go?
I think that his assumption is that he and Fox News can convince his voters that this is a political prosecution, that it is all a hoax, like all of the other things that he claims have been hoaxes, and that in doing so, he can just keep all of his support behind him as this primary goes on.
Matt Gaetz, folks, senior fellow at Media Matters. Follow him on Media Matters and Matt Gaetz on social media, on Twitter and whatnot. They're going to continue, obviously, to be looking at this closely. And as always, we'll keep Matt and Media Matters close at hand for all of you to hear from. Matt, as always, thank you, buddy.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.